It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, your host for the program, and doing a verse-by-verse teaching right now from the book of Ephesians. What a great book that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and it speaks so much truth to us today. Yesterday we were in chapter 5. We began by God telling us to walk in love. We were to be imitators of God as dearly loved children, that we were to imitate Him by living a life of love. And then He went on to tell us that we were to live as children of the light. We were not supposed to participate in the deeds of darkness anymore. He called us to live a upright life and to separate ourselves from the world that walks in darkness. Now today we pick up with Ephesians chapter 5. I want to begin today with verse 15. He says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Now, Paul's telling us here, not only are we to walk in God's love, not only are we to walk in His light, but now he's telling us that we are to walk in wisdom. He tells us that we are to not be unwise, but we are to be wise because the days are evil. We are to make the most of every opportunity. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 10, 16, he said, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. He said, therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. In Ephesians, Paul warns us here to walk in wisdom. We understand that the days are evil. We understand that we live in a fallen world. But at the same time, we understand that we have a mission. We've been sent by our commander-in-chief into this world to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Paul says, be careful how you live then, not as unwise, but as wise. When we walk in God's wisdom, we will look for opportunities that He brings along. And Paul says, we have to redeem the time. We have to make the most of every opportunity. Why? Because the days are evil, Paul says. I believe when he tells us to redeem the time here, or make the most of every opportunity, Paul is saying here that we have a limited number of days in our lives, and we have to make the most of them. We have to make the most of every opportunity God's going to bring across our path. Now, the next verse we come to in Ephesians 5 is verse 17, and it begins with my word, therefore. Whenever you see the word therefore, stop and see what it's there for. It means Paul's getting ready to make a heavy statement. He says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So many times as Christians, we struggle with the concept of God's will. Does God have a perfect plan for our life? He sure does, my friend. God has a plan for your life, and He leads us on a daily basis with His Spirit. So Paul is exhorting the church here, you need to understand what the Lord's will is. Don't just live your life aimlessly. Don't just live your life in the wind, making decisions that you didn't pray about. He said, be wise. Understand the Lord's will. And then he tells us in verse 18, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. As Christians, we should determine in our hearts to be led by God's Spirit. So many people today believe that God's will is hidden from them. They believe that it's not something we can know. It's something mysterious. But friend, God lays out His will in Scripture. He lays it out where it's very plain to us. And He tells us here, live by the Spirit. Now, in the next few verses, the Apostle Paul is going to exhort us as Christians to be Christ-like. In verse 19, he says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. I'm a musician, a singer, and a songwriter. And when I come to these verses, it just makes me understand that God loves music too. Paul is exhorting us here, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. This is a very similar exhortation that Paul gives the Ephesians here, like the one he gave to the Colossian church in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. There he said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom." And look what he says. "And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." So Paul is quoting his own writings to the Colossians here as he shares with the church at Ephesus. Singing is a big part of our faith. I have seen music touch even the most hardened heart. Sometimes a song can do something that a sermon never could. It has a way of melting people and getting them to listen to the message behind the music. Paul exhorts the Ephesians here to sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Do you sing to the Lord? It doesn't just have to be at church time during a worship service. It can be when you're at home in the shower. It can be as you're riding in the car. There are times when I find myself just worshiping God, singing praise songs, singing songs to Him, and I look over and somebody's watching me in the car beside me, wondering if I've lost my mind. No, I'm just singing and making music in my heart to the Lord. In verse 20, he adds a condition to that. He says, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Always giving God thanks for everything. Oh, the importance of giving God thanks in every situation, in every trial, in every difficulty that comes along. It's so important that we give Him thanks in everything. Gratitude should be a big part of our Christian life. Recognizing that we've been blessed by God, He's given us so much more than we deserve, and whatever happens, we need to give God thanks. As a pastor, I have learned to recognize people that are grateful. I love when people pause to say thank you, even in the little things. They have a grateful heart. Now we come to verse 21 here in Ephesians 5, and Paul's going to make a heavy statement. Are you ready for this? He says, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." Oh, that dreaded submit word. It sometimes makes our flesh cringe, doesn't it? Because it involves surrendering to a higher authority. This word Paul uses for submit in the Greek is a word hupotasso. And it's a military word that conveys the idea of understanding an established order of authority. Hupo in Greek means to be under, and tasso is an orderly arrangement. So whether you're talking about a situation at your employer or in your home and children, husbands, wives, in a church, pastor, and various positions in a church, it's so important that we understand this principle of submission. Do you remember when Jesus washed the feet of His disciples and Simon Peter's like, "Oh no, Lord, you can't do this, never." But Jesus was showing them by washing their feet that He, even the Son of God, came as a humble servant, that He washed their feet, a position that was normally given to a servant of the house. Because the roads were dirty and your feet would become very dusty. And when they would come in a house, someone would kneel down and wash your feet. Jesus did this for the disciples to show them that He came to serve. Now in the next passage of Scripture, as we pick up with verse 22, Paul is going to be teaching about husbands and wives, the relationship and authority that God established for the home. I find it so interesting that before Paul ever tells wives to submit to their husbands, he first tells us to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. You see, if we as husbands are submitting to our wives as our sister in the Lord, then it's going to be a lot easier for her to submit to me as a husband. Now look at verse 22 where Paul does say, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord." Now, maybe that makes you cringe if you're a lady reading that today and you're like, "Wow, Pastor Keith, I'm not going to submit to him as I do to the Lord." Well, you have to remember God is the one who gives this command through the Apostle Paul. It's not optional. It's mandatory from God. I believe the problem comes here in understanding this principle of submission. I believe many people read this verse and automatically think that submission and obeying is the same thing. But it's different, friend. Paul will tell the children later, children, obey your parents. But to the wives, he gives the command, a different command. He tells her to submit. That means to come under an orderly arrangement and to recognize the authority of her husband in the household. You see, my friend, God is a God of authority. He operates in this realm of authority, and he expects us to do the same thing in our churches and in our homes. Paul continues now in verse 23, and he explains, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Then Paul goes on in verse 24 and says, now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. I know that's a heavy verse, and it's been so misused throughout the years. People have had cultic behavior out of this, believing that a husband can just order his wife around and she has to do whatever he says. That's not what Paul is implying here. He is speaking of the authority structure that is to be in the home where it runs in a godly fashion. The word submit here, again, the meaning means to come under an orderly arrangement. God wants a home to operate with authority. So many homes are hurting today and families are suffering because they've not come under this orderly arrangement of submission the way God intended for it to be. Now in verse 25, Paul's going to speak to us guys. He says here, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Now, Paul is speaking here that we as husbands must love our wives just the way Christ loved the church. Now, you remember I shared with you a few moments ago that Jesus washed his disciples' feet, and out of love, he showed them the heart of a servant. My friend, these verses that Paul wrote in Ephesians 5, they're so vital for homes today. They are so important for us to understand in order to make our homes run in a godly fashion. Now, if you're a man and you're listening to this program today, perhaps you're saying, Pastor Keith, my wife just does not submit to me. I got to ask you a question today. Are you submitting to her? Are you loving her like Christ loved the church? Because usually if a husband is extending that kind of love to his wife, she finds it very easy to submit back to him. Now Paul continues that thought of saying that Jesus cleansed his bride with the washing of the water through the word. And he goes on and says in verse 27, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. I believe one of the greatest responsibilities that God gives to a man today is to be the head of his home. It's so important that we lead our homes in a godly fashion. In verse 28, Paul's going to go on and say, in this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. That's a heavy statement, isn't it, friend? He says, after all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. Now he's going to conclude this with verse 31. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is the profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. 90% of marriage problems come back to this one verse. Either a wife doesn't feel loved or a husband doesn't feel respected. It's so important, friend. It's the way God made us. Hey, thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. It's been great as we're studying the book of Ephesians together. Walk in grace. He loves you, friend.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.